My brethren, today we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the ascension, with the ascension, our Lord really fulfills and completed his saving mission. He came down from heaven to die for us, and he resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven. So the ascension of the Lord is open for us, the hope of heaven. So that is why the opening prayer, the prayer of the Mass today, says, Almighty God, grant that we who believe in the ascension of our Lord, of your begotten Son, may also live in heaven. We who believe in the ascension of the Holy Begotten Son may also live in heaven. So the ascension of the Lord is a great hope for us, that one day we can be in heaven with the Lord. So here we say the ascension of the Lord is a proof. It tells us that our religions and our hope for heaven come from God, from Jesus Christ. It's not from the human mind, from a human imagination. Like the atheists and the materialistic philosophers and thinkers. They say that the religions and hope for heaven come from the oppression, ignorance, and poverty. So like Karl Marx, the atheist thinkers, he says religion is the opium of the people, the opa of the masses, of the oppressed. So his atheistic and materialistic theories is embraced and taught in many other parts of the world, or especially in the communist country, like in Vietnam, China, and other countries. So in my country, in Vietnam, the atheist philosophy is a mandatory course in college education. Every student, you have to take that mandatory course, atheist philosophy. So I remember during the class, atheistic philosophy, hundreds of students gathered in a large hall of the university. Because people and students from different subjects and departments are gathered to study. So it's a huge audience, about hundreds of students. But most of the students, they were not interested in hearing the teacher talking about atheist and materialistic theory. They just stick looking down to do something on their own. They're ignoring the teacher talking about his atheistic point of view and philosophy. And similar thing, other thing like the evolution theory, Darwin. Darwin evolution theory also is taught in education system. So the teacher is standing in the class to teach that the theory that human beings come from, evolved from animals, from monkey. So I remember the first time I heard that, and other students, people heard that, we're looking at each other and look down and we laugh. Because most of the person we don't believe we come from a monkey, yeah, evolved from monkey. So after the class, student asking, do you think that? Do you believe that? Do you believe your ancestor, your parents, and or we come from evolved from a monkey? Say, I don't believe so. Yeah. But that's the subject, the teachers, even the teachers, they don't want to talk, they don't want to teach, because they know students don't want to hear. Yeah. But anyway, they have to do their job. Yeah. So the teacher teaching about evolution theory. Yeah. So later on, when that teacher coming in the class, so the people inside the class is seeing they are coming in the class, so say, quiet, quiet. Monkey's family is coming here. Yeah. It's like a joke here. But anyway, we see like the atheists, they don't believe in God. Yeah. So they explain religions and the hope of heaven is a product of human mind. Yeah. The people who are living in poverty and suppression and ignorance. Yeah. So they said once the human societies can obtain or can develop until the high levels of knowledge and science and prosperity, at that time, religious belief and religion in general will die. Yeah. There's no reason to exist. But, you know, it's not true. Yeah. Because now we see in the developed country, and even until now, you know, people, they are very advanced in technology and science and knowledge, but the people, they are still believing in God and hoping for heaven. Yeah. Religions is not dead. So it is because, you know, because a human persons, we are created by God, not from evolved naturally, evolved from animal. We are created by God. So that is why the search and the thirst, the quest for God is imprinted deeply in human souls. Yeah. So even the people, the non-Christian people, they don't know Jesus Christ, they don't know his revelation, they don't know the Bible, but they still have the sense of religions, the sense of divinity, the supernatural power in their life. Yeah. And they keep searching and finding God. Yeah. So that is why we have natural religions. There are many natural or man-made religions because people are seeking God with their own knowledge and reason. So if the people in philosophy, they said a human person, humans either social beings, but it's more true, more correct to say humans is religious beings. Because we are created by God. And we can search, we can hope for God. Even the atheists and the non-Christians, they don't know who God is, but in their heart, in their mind, they have the sense of divinity and supernatural power in their life. So in my country, it's the same, I know that. The high-ranking government officials and even the top leaders of the country, they identify themselves as atheists. They don't believe in religion, in God. But actually, in their life, they still believe in, they are very superstitious. So they used to invite the Buddhist monks come to their own, their homes, their house, to pray for them, to pray for their temporal goods, for their political career. But they don't dare to go to pagoda because they don't want other people seeing they going to pagoda to pray to Buddha. But actually, in their life, in reality, they invite Buddhist monks into their home to pray for them. And those Buddhist monks, they are offered usually a large amount of money. So it form a high class of Buddhist monk, because they are very rich in my country, in China. And you might have heard in Thailand, the Buddhist country in Thailand, the Buddhist monk, they have their own private jet. You heard about that? Their own private jet, Buddhist monk. He's living like a pop star. Because they used to go to pray for the top leaders of the country. So you know, in reality, they're still very superstitious, believing in some supernatural power, supernatural forces, control their life and help them better in life. So anyway, again, if we come back here, we say, we are created by God, so we are long and search for God constantly in life. And we come from God, so that's why our true home will be in heaven. Like Saint Augustine, you remember Saint Augustine, he says, you created us for thyself, O Lord, and our souls is restless until it finds rest in thee. Only and until we find our rest in God, we can be at peace. So again, may the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ increase our faith in God and in Jesus Christ, and strengthen our hope of heaven in life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.